I'd say that's really good advice. Fixing your eyes on God. Excuse me. Being in the throat there. But yes, it is definitely the best advice that we could ever have. Fixing our eyes on God. If you remember, that's what Peter did, at least in the short term, when he got out of the boat to walk on the water. Fixed his eyes on the Lord, but as soon as he took his eyes off him, what happened? He began to sink. And the same would hold true for all of us. Whatever situation we face, circumstances, hard times, good times, whatever, as long as we fix our eyes on him, we'll be okay. But if we take our eyes off him and focus on the problem, we begin to sink. Sink into despair, sink into discouragement, sink into whatever. So it's important that we keep our eyes on him. Why? Aside from what I've just said, it's how we demonstrate our trust of him. Because when we fix our eyes on him, all things are possible. And we're saying, in effect, I'm looking to you, Lord, and I'm trusting you no matter what. I'm putting my trust in you. You can put the scripture up. From Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So if you trust him, God promises that he will keep you in his peace. And that's important for us to have his peace. That's one way that we know if we have God's peace that everything's going to turn out okay. No matter what situation we're in, we have God's peace. We know he's in control, he's got it, and we don't have to worry about it. So we focus on him, demonstration of our trust. I have a couple of examples here of trust that I'd like to go over with you. This one is, I don't know this fellow, Paul Lee Tan wrote this in an encyclopedia of 7,700 illustrations. It says, a huge crowd was watching the famous tightrope walker, Blondin, cross Niagara Falls one day in 1860. He crossed it numerous times, a 1,000-foot trip, 160 feet above the raging waters. He not only walked across it, he also pushed a wheelbarrow across it. I can't imagine that, but yet that's what he did. One little boy just stared in amazement. So after completing a crossing, the fellow looked at that little boy and he said, do you believe I could take a person across in the wheelbarrow without falling? Yes, sir, I really do. So the fellow says, Blondine, well then get in, son. Think about it. It's one thing to say, I trust. It's another thing to demonstrate it. And that little boy could have demonstrated his complete trust by getting in the wheelbarrow and letting him be transported across Niagara Falls. If his mother let him. If his mother let him, yeah. But you see, it requires total abandon. Okay, God, I trust you. And truly letting him have the things that we're concerned about. Letting go. It's hard. It's hard to trust. How do we learn to trust each other? Somebody comes to your house, or you meet somebody new in church, and you meet a new friend, new coworker or something. How do you know you can trust that person? You don't, right? Until you get to know that person. Until you see how that person behaves in life. to see how they react in different situations and circumstances. If they're faithful, if they do what they say, that's how you learn whether you can trust somebody or not. And it's the same way with God. When we first accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we don't know anything about God. We thought we did, but now we begin to learn who He truly is. And it takes time to learn that, yes, He is faithful. He does what He says He will do. He keeps His promises. And as we go through things, hopefully we learn that. We learn that He is faithful and trustworthy. And as we go through more and more things, we learn that we can trust Him for bigger and bigger things. No matter how dire the circumstances may be, we feel that we can trust Him because we've had experience with Him. We have learned to trust Him. I think we've all got some ways to go yet. You know, myself included. Can I say that I fully trust God? If He told me to get in that wheelbarrow, would I? I don't know. But if it's God pushing that wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls, yeah, for sure you can trust Him. I have another one here I'd like to read to you. This is from a book I have at home. I can't remember his name right now. But it's a book of illustrations. It's Trusting God. It says, Joseph S. Harvard III, this is from the Journal of Preachers in Easter 2010, pointed to the words of Henry Nouwen in Our Greatest Gift, a meditation on dying and caring, in which Nouwen told a story about going to a circus in Germany. He was captivated by the trapeze artists, the Flying Rodleys. After a telephone conversation, they met and became friends. Nouwen followed them around Germany. He reported this conversation that he had with the leader, the Flyer Rodley, who explained to him how they fly through the air. Have you ever been mesmerized watching trapeze artists and how they just with abandon just let go and fly through the air and then somebody catches them? Well, that's what this is about. He says, as a flyer, so he was one of the people that flew through the air. Okay, he wasn't one of the people that they call the catcher. As a flyer, I must have complete trust in my catcher. The public might think I am the star, but the real star is my catcher. How does it work? Nouwen asked. The secret, Rodley said, is that the flyer does nothing and the catcher does everything. When I fly, I have simply to stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me. The worst thing I can do is to try to catch the catcher. A flyer must fly and a catcher must catch. And the flyer must trust with outstretched arms that the catcher will be there for him. You think about that for a moment. There is total trust. He just lets go and flies through the air and just lets it all happen. The catcher is the one who reaches out and grabs him. The flyer does nothing. He just enjoys the fly. Being a Christian means letting go and trusting in the catcher. It's about learning to trust God who will catch us. In these days of economic stress and turmoil, it's tempting to claim the position of the catcher and not the flyer. But God calls us to let go and trust Him. It is tempting for us to hang on to money, material possessions, pride, anger, fear, bitterness, envy, and a host of other things, instead of letting go of everything so we could learn to be the flyer and soar like an eagle. Do you trust God enough to let Him catch you or to go for a ride in the wheelbarrow? That's an important question. Do we trust God enough that if we let go with abandon and just fly, soar like an eagle, He'll catch us? At times, that's what he asks us to do, to let go of everything. We worry about so much in our lives. Worry about this, that, and the other thing. What's going to happen? We worry about the future. When the Lord says, just take it one day at a time. Live for today. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Just be concerned about today. And see the Lord at work. See how he will take care of you. See how he will catch you if you let go. That's what he's calling us to do. He wants us to soar like an eagle. And when an eagle does that, it's just effortless. Just soaring on the air currents, relaxing, not worrying about a thing until it's time to come back down to earth. That's what God wants for us, to soar like an eagle. But we have to learn to trust him. We have to look at the things that happen in our lives, our circumstances and everything, and see that the Lord has gotten us through so much. We can look back in our lives and see all the times, the hard times, the difficulties, the struggles, and how the Lord has gotten us through. That's what faith and trust is built on. Seeing what the Lord has done before, what he continues to do now, and what he will continue to do in the future. So we don't have to worry about tomorrow, because the Lord is there already. He's in tomorrow before we are. He's just waiting for us to trust him, to let go. So what are you hanging on to today? You hanging on to fear, bitterness? You hurting in any way? Worrying? Are you frustrated? You gotta let it go. Life is too short to worry about those things, especially since God has them all. He's the catcher. You just need to do your part and be the flyer. Fly through the air. Let him catch you. Or take a ride in that wheelbarrow if you'd prefer that. What's that? I appreciate your courtesy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. You truly are our catcher. And you simply want us to let go. Help us to remember, Lord, how faithful you are, how trustworthy you are. Help us to remember all the times that you came through for us in so many different ways. Maybe it was at the last minute when we thought all was lost and there's no way out. Maybe you answered the prayers right away. But whatever the situation, Lord, you have brought us to this point in our lives. You have caught us every single time. You have provided for us. And here we are. Maybe we're in need right now. This is a time to trust you. This is a time to say,